It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, and I'm joined now by Dr. Milton Wolf, board-certified diagnostic radiologist, Washington Times columnist, and cousin of Barack Hussein Obama. Hello, doctor.
Greetings from the home state of Queen Kathleen Sebelius. How are you today, Andy?
I'm doing just fine. Queen Kathleen, the target of your piece today in the Washington Times. Kathleen, I've got a feeling you're still in Kansas.
You know, God bless her. She's just one of those government knows best kind of people.
Yeah, the government can't mandate you into prosperity. What? They can't?
It really is baffling to me how liberals can believe they can pass a law, they can wave a magic wand, they can just force you into prosperity just because the government says so. I mean, they might as well pass laws that say it can no longer rain on weekends.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kathleen Sebelius, you know her well. Give us a little background on her. Didn't she chase out the healthcare companies?
You know, when she went after healthcare in Kansas, she was the Kansas governor, of course, before she became the head of Health and Human Services.
Right.
And before that, she was the Kansas State Insurance Commissioner. And one of her stock in trade was to create and to impose new mandates on health insurance. Now, each mandate sounds great. It really pulls at our heartstrings. It preys on Americans who are caring about others. And it says, hey, shouldn't insurance companies cover whatever disease, you name it? Shouldn't they cover children with diabetes? Shouldn't they cover little old ladies who have strokes? Shouldn't they cover kids with autism? Whatever it is, the latest one happens to be autism, but whatever it is, we all agree that these people should have health care. But what happens is every mandate you put on, it increases the cost of insurance. And think what a mandate is. It's a law that requires you to buy something you didn't otherwise want. If you wanted it, if you wanted to buy it, you wouldn't need the mandate in the first place.
Yeah. All right, so she left Kansas, so I'm assuming all the problems in Kansas were solved?
Well, when she started imposing these laws, she chased nearly a dozen health insurance companies out of Kansas and left behind 40,000 additional Kansans without health insurance. You realize these state mandates, and I'm a big believer in states' rights, but that doesn't mean states do everything correctly. The state mandates across the country, all 50 states, account for about a quarter of Americans who are without insurance because we've made insurance so expensive as a result. And, you know, this is the resume that Kathleen Sebelius hands over to Barack Obama, and he puts her in charge of HHS and in charge of Obamacare.
Mm. Wow. All right, you make the comparison between auto insurance and health insurance, not apples and oranges?
Clearly there are differences, but, you know, we forget sometimes what insurance is. We no longer have health insurance, really. Insurance is when you buy something to protect you against the unexpected but possible bad events.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's car insurance. You may wreck your car. You're going to have insurance to cover that. You don't buy car insurance to cover your oil change, your windshield wiper blades, or new tires. You know that if we put Kathleen Sebelius in charge of Jiffy Lube, our oil change prices are going to skyrocket. That's what we've done with health care. We think that we are doing ourselves a favor by pretending that we don't have to pay something out of pocket. In reality, it's coming out of a different pocket. It's coming out of our tax pocket instead of out of our regular budget pocket.
Mm-hmm. So the best thing for health care would be what?
Well, we should institute Milton Care, of course.
Yes.
And one of the things that we need to pull insurance away from our health, from our employers. We need to buy it on our own. So that means we need tax fairness. The second thing we need to do is have states get rid of these state boundary laws. And they do that with these mandates. That's exactly why there are boundary laws. Each state imposes mandates. If the states would disarm, if the states would get rid of these mandates and allow every American to buy the insurance of their choice, the prices would go down. The competition is what forces prices down. Government doesn't force prices down. Competition does. And what more government means less competition. Kathleen Sebelius chases out nearly a dozen companies, and our prices go up, not down.
Well, why don't they take a look at the auto industry? Because you just said something that sparked something. I see Geico insurance commercials all the time, State Farm, Nationwide, you name it, all right? And if you're buying from that company, you can buy from that company anywhere in the United States, or for that matter, might even be around the world. Why wouldn't you do the same with healthcare?
And you can do that precisely because every state is not putting a specific mandate on what Geico, Progressive, or any of these others are going to have to provide for you. And by doing that, you're right, you get the competition. And if we did this in healthcare, you would force these insurance companies to compete. The irony is, these folks on the left who say that it's the insurance companies that are so greedy that cause the cost of healthcare to go up, they love to say they make a profit by denying healthcare. But everything they have to say, it's true about auto insurance as well. They make a profit by denying care. But nobody stays in business by providing bad service. These companies, let's force them to compete. Let's quit protecting them with these artificial state boundaries.
Can we turn it around, though? That's the problem. I mean, we're headed down this path, and Lord knows if your cousin is reelected, we've got some real problems ahead.
We're going to have to convince a state, one state, to go for it. I wish it would be Kansas. And unfortunately, it doesn't look like it will be. Maybe it'd be Texas. Get rid of every mandate. Allow your citizens to buy insurance from companies across the entire country, and you watch the cost go down because they are going to have to fight against each other to compete, not just on price, mind you, but also on service, on quality. That has happened in every industry in America when we allow the free market to force these companies to compete against each other.
Yeah. I say you go after Kansas big time on this one. Don't you guys? You're controlled in every which way, shape, and form by Republicans, aren't you?
This is what's frustrating to me. Republicans are against Obamacare, but I think a lot of Republicans don't even know why. Look, yes, we have in Kansas, we have the House is controlled by the Republicans, the Senate is controlled by the Republicans, and the Governor's Mansion is controlled by the Republicans. This autism mandate just passed the Kansas House by a margin of 90 to 32.
Wow.
Now, that tells me that there are people who say they're against Obamacare, but are voting in support of some of the very destructive measures that are contained in Obamacare.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very interesting. Folks, you need to check this out today. It's by Dr. Milton Wolf in the Washington Times. Kathleen, I've got a feeling you're still in Kansas. Doctor, great to talk to you again. Have a great rest of the day.
We've got a lot of work to do. Thank you, Andy.